Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This chief of police, this chief of the city of Pensacola, Pensacola Police Department, David Alexander, stood up in a gathering of the city at 9/11, and he began to talk about with all these times that are going on, with all the different crises in the nation, and he started talking to us about reconciliation. When he came to that stage, the entire city that was there in Pensacola stood up and gave him a standing ovation. Let's go there now.
Praise the Lord, Pensacola. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The only one mad tonight is Satan himself. We give God all the praise for being here tonight. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. You know, a sluggard is a lazy person, probably a spiritually asleep person. But what God did is he used the productivity of an ant to illustrate spiritually powerful word that he has for his people. Last week, I was seeking God as to what am I going to say on this program? Because it's not about me, it's about the kingdom. This is kingdom business. And as I returned home one morning from walking, I noticed a lady that was walking two dogs, and you could tell she loved her dogs by the way she cared for them. But they were on two leashes, and as she was walking down the middle of the street, these dogs were pulling into two different directions. They were going in the same direction, but them moving forward was very troubling. It was very strained. And I imagine if you ask those dogs who was to blame, they blame each other. And I got to thinking about when Adam disobeyed God in the garden. Instead of them saying we need to seek God's face, Eve blamed the snake and Adam blamed Eve. And one of the things that becomes apparent to me is that in Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And if we're so busy blaming each other, there's no way in the world we can walk together. And there's no way in the world we can please God. So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn from our wicked ways? And so this community is strained. People are estranged and at enmity with one another. Everybody's hating, want to hate somebody for whatever reason. I don't know what happened to you, but I believe today if you will seek his face, he'll do what he promised you he'll do. He said he will heal this land, not just for this community, but for this great nation. That means husbands and wives will be able to get along together. That means they'll be able to raise their children up like they should be. That means that government and people that they serve should be able to get along with each other. That means that racial discrimination and all kinds of forms of separation will be put to naught. You know why? Because we sought God's face. So let us put an end to the enmity, the estrangement. Let us tonight ignite healing in our community. Let us tonight ignite healing in our nation, because he tells us that in 2 Corinthians, he said that while Christ was on the cross, he was reconciling the whole world unto himself. He gave us a ministry of reconciliation, and he gave us a gospel, which is the word of God, a word of reconciliation. So then he gives us an invitation, and he said, be ye reconciled to God. And that means when we're reconciling to God, our relationship with each other has got to change. That means I can no longer hold grudges. I can no longer play the blame game. What I have to do is I have to repent for not believing like I should have. And then I got to turn around. I got to forgive my brother. I got to forgive my sister. I got to forgive those that have come before me that have done things they shouldn't have done. Forgive those in authority, because he said to us, be ye reconciled unto God.
Come on. That's it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.